Joining us on the line now from the UK is Helene Fourmont. She's an Anglo-Swedish author of contemporary women's fiction with a psychological twist. We Never Said Goodbye is her second novel, following on from her 2016 debut, Because of You. Helene's works feature a Scandinavian-British narrative and in-depth psychological characterizations inspired by her experience as a psychologist working with victims of abuse. Welcome to the book show, Helene.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Before we talk about your new novel, I want to ask you about your debut last year, Because of You. What inspired your first novel?
Well, my first novel, as indeed my second novel, is inspired by my work. I've met a lot of fantastic, wonderful people, and nearly all of them have had problems that stem from their background. It could be their upbringing, their childhood, and how they then manage to act and behave and interact with other people in their life.
You must have heard some really awful stories then.
I've had quite a few complex situations that I've had to deal with. Now I predominantly work with children and their disabilities and learning difficulties, and obviously with their parents and families, because it does affect the entire family. But I used to be a counsellor for many, many years, and I've met a lot of people with a variety of problems. It's been very gratifying, as very rewarding to work with people who for some reason have problems, mental issues and everything else. But I enjoy it thoroughly, and it's been a pleasure, and I've met some fantastic people who've overcome all kinds of situations irrelevant of the odds being against them.
Great. Must be very rewarding.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Very, very rewarding. Can be heavy at times because I'm only human and I take things on board, you know, personally as well. But as soon as I come home, I leave it behind because I have to think about my own health so that I feel well and can cope and be of support to people who need me.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk about We Never Said Goodbye. It's not a follow-on from Because of You, is it? It's different characters.
Yeah, absolutely. I write independent novels, and up to date, they all contain a partly Scandinavian, in my case, Swedish narrative. So my novel fluctuates between Sweden, and it's Sweden's third largest city, Malmö, where I grew up, where I'm born, and London.
Okay. And it's about Louise, who's dumped by Mike on their 20th wedding anniversary. That doesn't sound like much fun.
No, and how she deals with it and the revelations that emerge, and also what actually happens to her and people that she cares about. And I deal with a lot of very, very complex situations, because obviously a lot of things will come out. It's a very pacey novel. It's a page-turner. It's very, very exciting. And there are layers, subplots and everything that the people, I think, will be able to relate with and identify with to an extent.
So what more can you tell us about Louise and her journey in the book?
So Louise is a Swedish lady who met her husband, Mike, when she was at a crossroads in her life. She just lost her parents, and she was very young. She was a model, signed up with a model agency, and she worked abroad in different cities. And she met Mike at a party in London, and things developed from there. They were married for 20 years. She always felt that something wasn't quite right. And then, of course, on their 20th wedding anniversary, he just calls her and tells her that he's never going to return to her.
Gosh, how awful. So then she has to make real decisions in whether to stay in London or to go to Sweden.
Well, not so much Louise. It's actually her friend, her closest friend. Her name is Trine, and they actually have a fashion business, a Scandinavian fashion business in London. And Trine is Danish, and they've been friends for a long, long time. And Trine is the one who basically puts a seed in her mind should she go back. And of course, Louise has left something behind in Malmö, in Sweden, that she has really suppressed over the years. And there is an old love story that's going to emerge again between two people who lost each other, and then they're going to be reunited at some stage in the novel, and why that happened. And of course, simultaneously, Mike is becoming more and more unbalanced or unhinged. So there's always that danger that something horrible could happen to her.
Okay. And there's seriousness in the book as well, talking about different secrets and things that we might hide from loved ones, the enduring scars of abuse as well. That kind of thing comes into it.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think most people have something that they keep to themselves, whatever that may be. Some people open up a bank account without their partner's knowledge, which I think is absolutely fine. I think that, you know, women when you enter into a relationship, you've got to keep something intact. And I don't think that's being deceitful. I just think that that's being sensible, because you are looking after yourself and your future. And when you marry someone or you decide to live with someone, regardless of whether you're married or not, it's important that you keep something, your own professional identity, your independence, because at any stage in life, things could change for the worse. And then when a relationship is over, you don't only have invested in it, but you may have lost, you know, that kind of life that you lived with that person. So then you've got to have something to fall back on. But in this case with Louise, it's an event in her life that she has suppressed, and she married Mike because of what happened to her at that stage or that part of her life. And then she came to London, she married him, and they lived, in her mind, a very, very good life and a very interesting life. But there was always something that just didn't sit right with her.
I wonder how many people can relate to that kind of thing when reading the book.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women can, and I have counseled a lot of women who have suddenly, for no reason, and probably through no fault of their own, okay, maybe the marriage wasn't good, the relationship wasn't as good as they thought, or maybe they suppressed things like Louise does in the book. But I have met a lot of people, men as well, but predominantly women, I have to say, which is sadly a fact, who very much rely on one person. But life changes, transitions, and everything is part of life. And then they basically ask themselves, did I ever know that person? How could I have trusted or put my trust in that person? And how could I have believed that this was the right person for me? So not only do you lose an investment in a person, but you also lose a way of life. And that is very hard. And sometimes, well, actually quite frequently, people get depressed and they then get hooked on antidepressants, which is very sad, because that also is very, very difficult to get rid of, that dependency. So all sorts of addictions could enter into the equation. But it's very, very common, unfortunately, for a lot of people to feel that something is not right in their relationship, but to suppress it and brushing it under the carpet so they don't have to basically address it.
And how often do you think, when you're seeing patients like this, is it apparent that if they hadn't suppressed their problems and they were just able to share them with their partner, that not only could they have been resolved perhaps and improved, but they wouldn't have to seek help and certainly not go onto antidepressants?
I'd absolutely believe that. And also, people can go to their GP if they don't want to tell their closest family and friends. They can always turn to their GP. In Louise's case, it was very hard. It is very hard for her, but she does have a job to fall back on. But in most cases, a lot of people do not even have that. And sadly, predominantly women, they rely a lot on their partner to provide for them emotionally, financially, and so forth.
It's sad, isn't it? It's a horrible situation, I think, for anyone to feel that you're trapped and you have literally nowhere to go and no answers.
And what most women predominantly feel is that they feel like nothing, absolutely nothing. When they're left, it's like they've never mattered to that person, and they just got rid of them, basically, and all that, the things that they've shared, all the confidential stuff and obviously the feelings, the intimacy, they feel as if they're being completely betrayed. It's very hard for people to move on and believe in someone again.
Yes. Very sad. Well, if people want to get a copy of We Never Said Goodbye, it's out now by Hélène Fermont, who we've been chatting to today. Is there a new book in the pipeline, Hélène?
Yes, I've just completed the third novel. His Guilty Secret will be out, I think it'll be published close to Christmas.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we look forward to that. Hélène, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much, and have a lovely, lovely day. And thank you for having me.